Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Start spreading the la 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 la. I wanna be a part of it. New York, New York.
Well, that song probably plays in the heads of many New Yorkers, including many of New York's immigrants from around the country and around the globe. But this particular version was sung by a chorus at Walmart's investor conference back in October.
To find our king of the hill, top of the hill.
A chorus at Walmart's investor conference back in October. And you've probably heard that Walmart is making a new push to open stores in New York and other big cities where they've had chilly receptions in the past. Yesterday, as I mentioned, First Lady Michelle Obama helped announce a new effort by Walmart to make the food they sell healthier. And given that they're the biggest retailer in the country, as Walmart goes, so goes the nation. I am joined now by Leslie Dock, Walmart's Executive Vice President of Corporate Affairs and a former Democratic Party campaign staffer. Mr. Dock, welcome to WNYC. Thank you very much for coming on with us.
Thanks, Brian. It's great to be with you this morning.
And let's start with yesterday's announcement. You're creating a new label for processed foods that have less added salt and sugar?
We are. You know, our customers have told us that they want to be able to go into Walmart, into grocery stores, and be able to find products that are healthy. But it's critical for them to also be able to find products that are healthy and products they can afford. So with the First Lady, we were able to announce a program that would both make the food we sell healthier by taking out unnecessary salt and sugar and trans fat, and also making those foods affordable for them to buy.
So here is First Lady Michelle Obama explaining how she sees the significance of the plan yesterday.
When big companies like Walmart make changes like this, that doesn't just affect the food sold in Walmart. It affects the products that suppliers make and sell in grocery stores all across this country.
So you won't be requiring the products you sell to be healthy. The hope is that by making healthy choices affordable and accessible and clearly labeled, that people will voluntarily take you up on it?
Well, we don't want to tell people what to eat. We believe our customer deserves choices. But what we are doing is reformulating thousands of our products over the next 5 years to reduce sodium by 25%, take added sugars by 10%, and removing all remaining industrial-produced trans fats. And so we are going to make our products healthier, and at the same time, we're going to make our healthy products more affordable.
And this fits with your strategy for building stores in urban centers like New York, bringing healthy food to underserved neighborhoods. You want to make that case?
Well, we understand from all of the experts that one of the issues that's at the core of childhood obesity and some of the health issues in our country is that folks who live in rural areas and in the inner city often don't have access to healthy food, and certainly they don't have access to fresh fruit and vegetables at prices they can afford. Studies show that there are 23 million Americans who live in food deserts, and estimates are that 3 million of those live in New York City. So we are hoping to be able to bring our stores and these healthier foods and Walmart prices both to rural America and also to cities around the country.
What about the study that showed that obesity levels go up in neighborhoods with Walmart superstores? I'm referring to supersizing supercenters, the impact of Walmart supercenters on body mass index and obesity. This has gotten a lot of press, came out in September from the University of North Carolina, University of Rhodes College, a study having to do with the supercenters in particular.
I think what that study kind of was a reflection of was the kind of state of the health of the American food supply. And as the country's largest grocer, we sell a reasonable share of those products. And we did feel that as the country's largest grocer, we had both an opportunity and a responsibility to look at our products, to listen to our customers, and to help make those products healthier. So we think today's announcement will do that.
I also gather that if you do open in New York, you wouldn't have the so-called super centers because space doesn't permit it here. Is that correct?
Well, we're looking to serve the customer with a size store that works best for the neighborhoods that they're in. And in New York, my guess is that'll be a combination of large stores, super centers, and also smaller neighborhood stores where people can walk, take the subway, and meet their daily needs. You know, it's our goal to be as good a community member as we can because we've got so many people. I'm from New York. I grew up in Queens. My mom's still there in the house I grew up in. I think people in New York want to be able to have a neighborhood grocery store that has a wide selection of food at affordable prices. And we want to be as good a community neighbor as we can so that people like my mom don't have to drive over to Nassau to do the shopping they want to do.
In the past, when Walmart put more organic products on the shelves, my understanding is that shoppers didn't necessarily choose those options very much. Why would this be different?
You know, one of the things I think we've all learned and the public health community has taught us is that healthy food only makes a person healthier if they buy it. And what's happened, particularly in this economy and when people are rushed for time with a lack of information, a lot of confusion about what's good for you, that the Walmart customer, when they go into a store or they go into any grocery store, they just have a hard time making choices. And so what we're trying to do here is to really do two things. First is to give people more information. So that's the reason why we want to create a seal that'll point our shoppers in an easy way to truly healthy foods. We want to reformulate many of our products where there's kind of, in a sense, hidden sugar and salt and help take that out. And we want to make those healthy products affordable for shoppers. The goal here is to be sure that when folks go and buy food for their family, they actually choose the healthier option. And we think it's going to require all three of those strategies to help the customer do really what they want to do.
My guest on WNYC is Leslie Dock, Walmart's Executive Vice President of Corporate Affairs, along with First Lady Michelle Obama and her Healthy Foods campaign, announced yesterday a new push by Walmart, a new plan to put labels on foods that reduce salt and sugar content in particularly. In 2007, Walmart's then CEO Lee Scott, quote, gave up on opening stores in New York. What changed the company's mind that you're trying again?
Well, I think what's changed are a few things. I think the economic situation in America has made it very clear that customers appreciate a store like Walmart in their neighborhood because they need help in stretching their family dollar and meeting a budget. And we think we can play a role there. And I think the customer recognizes that as well. And I think we've become a better neighbor. So I think cities around the country where people may have thought having a Walmart in their neighborhood might not be the most popular thing, by becoming both a better company and by becoming a better member of the community, that's really changed. So in the work that we've done in New York, talking to New Yorkers, we found that 71% of New Yorkers favor a Walmart in their community. And I think our ability to be successful in bringing Walmarts into these neighborhoods reflects that change, a change in the economy, a recognition of customer needs, and frankly, the fact that we have become a better company.
How specifically are you being a better neighbor?
I think we're, answering some of the questions that you've already raised with me, by understanding that our stores have to fit in both in size and feel into the neighborhood, buying and sourcing products more locally, whether it be from local small manufacturers, so we have the food that people want that's made nearby, or whether it be from local farmers, by becoming a more sustainable company, and by doing some of the things we announced yesterday, by really listening to our customers and trying to meet their needs.
As you could imagine, a lot of people are posting on our website in reaction to this segment, and there is a range. Carolita from New York City writes, "I'm very glad Michelle Obama has made this deal with them, and it definitely makes Walmart more acceptable to me." Robert from New York City writes, "This leaves me conflicted. I neither support Walmart's anti-union policies and cheap labor, and I certainly am against the outrageously expensive healthy buy local foods. Which is more insidious is what causes my conflict. Walmart should pay better, not be so anti-union, and healthy food should be inexpensively fairly priced. So I am for and against this." And then more on the negative side, Niam writes, "A study ultimately found that Walmart actually reduced the take-home pay of retail workers by $4.7 billion annually, according to a UC Berkeley study. And Finally, also on that side, somebody says, please don't forget to inform your audience that Michelle Obama was on the board of a major Walmart vendor until a couple of years ago. So this doesn't satisfy people's concerns about Walmart's pay and the notion that it would put local small retailers out of business if you open in New York City.
Now, let me address some of those issues. And we know that people pay a lot of attention to what we do, and there are those in the community that perhaps don't really understand kind of the progress that we've made as a company and where we are today. But our hourly wage in New York, the average hourly wage in New York State for a Walmart associate is $13.09, so significantly above both the minimum wage and significantly above, I think, all definitions of a living wage. So we believe that not only are is this a fair wage, but more, and it's also a competitive wage, both for in comparison to both unionized grocery stores and ununionized grocery stores. And secondly, we believe that when people look at the company and understand the work that we've done in all of these areas that we've discussed today, that they recognize that we're stepping up to our responsibility as the country's largest grocer to use our size and scale to help address issues that they care about in a positive way. You know, this, the issue of the role that Walmart plays in economic development in a community was a op-ed in the papers in New York just recently by a city council woman in Chicago who has the first urban Chicago store. And she said very clearly that the presence of Walmart in her community has been very positive for economic development, that there are new jobs, new small businesses locating in her neighborhood because of Walmart.
Have you seen, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And I think that that is true in many country, many cities around the country. There was a story last week in Austin, Texas, which one particular neighborhood that was highly skeptical of a Walmart. And now the neighbors there are saying, both the small business people are saying, I've made it work for me. The economic development people are saying it's brought new jobs and new businesses into a part of the city that just didn't have those before.
Have you seen the study just released, though, by New York City's public advocate Bill de Blasio and the Hunter College Center for Community Planning and Development that says opening a Walmart results in a net loss of jobs and results in small store closings?
I have, and I just think that study isn't really reflective of what's happening today. I think as people look at these studies, one has to look sometimes at the sort of political interests behind them. And I think the data here would show that we have become a net positive impact in the communities in which we operate.
Why do you think Target has a better image? Reading from the progressive website Alternet from 2006, quote, a survey by the United Food and Commercial Workers Union found that starting wages are similar in Targets and Walmarts, possibly higher overall at Walmarts, and that Target benefits packages are often harder to qualify for and less comprehensive. And yet there are a few Target stores in the city. People run around and, you know, smile, oh, I'm going to Target, all of that. And yet, Walmart. What do you think?
I think there are a few reasons behind that, and I think the statistics and the comparisons you've made are interesting to always read and to have out there. And my sense is that some of this is because Walmart has always paid attention to the customer who really is working hard to make ends meet. And I think sometimes those who are sort of opinion leaders or have not actually paid enough attention to those customers. I think the customers we serve are not the customers who often drive the chattering class. But I think one of the things that's happened in this economy is that everyone is recognizing that those folks who have lost their job or are worried about losing a job are the folks in America we really need to be paying attention to. And I think as we pay attention to those folks and people see that the role that Walmart can play in their lives in helping them stretch their dollar, help them save money, help them live better, is something that is becoming more and more respected.
You've cited an hourly wage. Are workers able to work full-time or only part-time?
One of the things at Walmart, and I think you may have cited this just a minute ago, is that unlike most retailers, the majority of our workers are full-time workers. Traditionally in retail, that's often the other way around, where the majority of workers are part-time and a minority are full-time. And at Walmart, it's just the opposite.
There does seem to be a debate, though, as to what kind of middle class or what kind of strategy we want to use as a country to build a middle class. Cheaper prices and lower wages, as represented most significantly by the largest store in the country, Walmart, or higher, somewhat higher prices because there are higher wages. Do we need to wade into that debate in order to answer whether we think Walmart is good or bad?
I think for us, it always starts with the customer. You know, our goal, and I think what it's appropriate for us to do, is to give our customer and the customers of New York choices. If we build a store and people don't shop there, that'll be a powerful lesson for us. And I think our sense is, and this is what our people around the country are telling us and telling our politicians, is let us decide where to shop. Let us make those choices that are important to us. And that's what we're asking for. We can't dictate our success. All we can do is open up a store and provide a compelling offer to the customer, and then they get to choose where they want to shop.
And if they have lower wages, they'll probably be more likely to shop at stores that have the lowest prices. I mean, everybody wants the lowest prices. But what stopped you before? Do you need zoning changes to open the size of store you want? We've got about 45 seconds left. What do you actually need technically to open in New York City? You don't not open just because politicians open their mouths.
I think for the most part, we have an ability to locate stores in New York City without the need for any special zoning or any special action by the city council. I think what the city council has the ability to do is to block us, in a sense, through extraordinary measures, and we don't feel that's appropriate.
So you can just do it. If you can get the land, et cetera, and the lease, there's no legal obstacle, in your opinion, to opening in New York tomorrow.
Well, we wouldn't take that approach because we're spending a lot of time in the community. We recognize that there are going to be some who are going to be opposed. There's going to be a controversy. We're spending a lot of time in the communities in which we're looking to site stores, meeting with the grassroots and making sure they're comfortable with us going in. We're not trying to do this quick or in any sneaky fashion.
Leslie Dock, Walmart's Executive Vice President of Corporate Affairs, thank you very much for coming on with us.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks for having us.
And listeners, you can keep the conversation going on our webpage, wnyc.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show.